What's goody, what's goody, what's goody? It's your boy, Louis V. It's another day, another week, another Graces TGIT. Thank God it's Thursday. It's the LVLRHS podcast, courtesy of Anchor, available on all platforms. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to BHR, Ball and Hogs Radio. That powers my show. You know what I'm saying? We in here for another good day. You know, so as I normally do, it's the El Toto! El Toto! And the El Toto of this week is Treyway Records. Treyway, Treyway. Big B. Brr, 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 brr. Nah, 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 nah. Treyway, Treyway. And the reason why I say Treyway as a record company is because, woof, are all them boys snitching on each other. Earlier, late last week, about Thursday, Friday, there was a buzz going around, you know, through TMZ and Alshon Martin that Shoddy basically snitched on your boy Tekashi 6ix9ine, you know, to get him basically out the game and, you know what I'm saying, to keep him locked up. Now, Tekashi was supposed to be getting out, you know what I'm saying, through some little stipulations and stuff. But due to this information that the feds have received from Alshon Martin saying this, because he says he's going to get the paperwork, Shoddy snitched on 6ix9ine. Now, the news is 6ix9ine is snitching on Kool Da B. Now, Kool Da B is the dancing dude, you know, dancing all crazy, that be in the videos with 6ix9ine all the time. Kool Da B is always with him, even through the ups and downs, and, you know, the people coming in his life, like Billy Otto and Shada and Shoddy. Kool Da B's always been with Tekashi 6ix9ine. So, for Tekashi 6ix9ine to rat out Kool Da B, I was amazed at that. And it wasn't even like, it wasn't a well-known or speculated shooting. This is happens to be the shooting at Chief Keef's motel where they shot somebody else or shot at his cousin or somebody. They shot at his cousin. It wasn't even Chief Keef, but it happened at Chief Keef's motel. And there was a video that surfaced of 6ix9ine saying, I'll put 30 racks, you know, up for whoever will bust a shot at Chief Keef or, you know, his fam or entourage or whatever. So from that, this is where all this shit is popping up from. The feds been had that video. The feds have been running through that. You know, the hip-hop police have been running through that. But it's weird that Kool Da B did the shooting. Now, Kool Da B only supposedly got paid $10,000 for the shooting. So that's well less, $20,000 less than what Tekashi 6ix9ine said in the video, which was kind of foul to me too, because if Kool Da B's your man like that, if anything, you should have blessed him and threw him another, you know, 20, 30 grand. You know what I'm saying? Bands for looking out for you. But, you know, everybody ain't true to, yo, that's my man, that's my man. You know, and since, you know, Kool Da B was running around with him, I guarantee you he was getting a lot of perks by just being Tekashi 6ix9ine's boy or whatever. So, you know, that's what I'm saying. Treyway snitching on each other, man. And it's, you know, it's not even Tekashi's fault. You know what I'm saying? I think he went to Treyway to get a backing, you know, for his style of music. And they wanted him to portray an image. And then his management and them wanted him to portray an image. And once he got away from his old manager, Chris, and started messing with Shoddy and them directly, they kind of took his image and ran with it and kind of forced him into this particular situation he's in. You know, in New York, there's a whole lot of different type of statutes and limitations on crimes. And in New York, you know, he's GBA. You know, he's guilty by association. So, really, no matter what he could say or no matter what he could do, all he could try to do is get less time. Either way, the boy's going to do some type of time. Maybe he wants to get out to spend some time with his daughter, which is understandable. You know, you're going to go to jail for a long, long, long time. And you want to spend that time with your family. But for Shoddy, you know what I'm saying, the supposed killer and, you know, tough guy, you know what I'm saying? And then for you know what I'm saying, 6ix9ine to say, you know, I thought it was Treyway. You know, we don't bend, we don't fold, we don't talk, we don't say nothing. Treyway, you know what I'm saying? That was the image they were portraying. But every great gangster type of record company always ends up in some type of form, man. From, you know, Death Row to Irv Gotti and Murder, Inc., you know what I'm saying, to Treyway now. So, the El Toto, El Toto, is Treyway, Shoddy, and 6ix9ine. So, as you see, you know, this today's podcast is going to be about Colin Kaepernick, the man and the myth. You know, what does Colin Kaepernick really stand for? And to be honest, what does Colin Kaepernick stand for? Because there's a bunch of different opinions. There's a bunch of different avenues you could turn left or right and go down and see. What does Colin Kaepernick honestly stand for? It's a very deep question. And the reason I say that is because let's get into Colin Kaepernick. Now, before I start this particular podcast, you know, I just want, you know, just in case anybody's listening, I know I'm probably going to get some backlash on a couple of my opinions in this podcast, you know what I'm saying? But if Colin or any of his people here or anybody, I'm a Colin Kaepernick fan. I've been following Colin Kaepernick since high school. I followed his whole collegiate career, you know what I'm saying, the two junior colleges he went to, and then Nevada where he ended up at, you know what I'm saying, becoming the NCAA most passing for yardage as a quarterback and running for yardage as the quarterback. You know what I'm saying? The kid was he's a beast. He's a beast. He's a beast. So I just want to get that out there, you know what I'm saying? I respect Colin Kaepernick. I respect what he's standing for. That's why I said the man, the myth. What does Colin Kaepernick stand for? So don't take any of my opinions or anything that I say out of context. If you don't like it, if you don't like it, then you just don't like it. You don't gotta like everybody's opinion. You just must listen to it and must take it in. You know why? Because everybody has their own opinions, but nobody wants to listen to each other's opinions. And subjects like this touch different areas and different avenues and different races and different cultures and different areas of people, you know what I'm saying, in the American, you know what I'm saying, format. So I don't want nobody to take some stuff out of context. You know, there's going to be a lot of stuff said in this podcast. You know, it's all my opinion. You know, I do listen to other people's opinions. I'm going to say their opinions. I'm going to try to feel what Colin Kaepernick was feeling and give his opinion on it. Even though I'm not Colin Kaepernick, I honestly can't give the man's honest opinion. But just don't take everything into complete context and complete truth like that. Everything you hear is not truth. A lot of times you hear shit on social media, it's people's opinions. That's what it is. This is a very opinionated subject. So Colin Kaepernick is playing for the San Francisco 49ers. And I want to get into first kind of what I feel Colin was thinking when he kind of started what they say is the movement. He's a star quarterback of the San Francisco 49ers. You know what I'm saying? He's got his franchise booming. Boom, blam, boom, blam, blam. He's got a platform where by him saying something about certain things or doing certain things, it could blow up to what it is now, either good or bad. But by him expressing his opinion as a famous person, a well-known quarterback, a big position in the NFL, the largest league in America, you know what I'm saying, the most watched televised league in America, just coming out of the Super Bowl, doing his thing. He feels like the police shootings and the social injustice are too much. He wants to do some type of protest, but that's kind of quiet. He doesn't want too much noise made about it because, and to be honest, in Colin's defense, he's never said nothing. But to me, that's wrong too. Just saying, it's later on in the podcast, we're going to get into that. But just to me, it's kind of wrong he's not saying nothing. It's different now. But he hops, he wants to be quiet, shushy, shushy. So he first sits for the national anthem because he really doesn't know what to do. Everybody takes a big, oh my God, he's the only guy sitting. Why is he sitting? Oh my God, this and that. He says about social injustice. But he wants to carry this protest on because he just wants to bring a big picture to the social injustice and police brutality of races outside of the white race. Nothing wrong with that. Nothing. So he gets backlash because he's sad. It's the national anthem. Everybody's supposed to stand during the national anthem. Now, I don't want to get into the particular history of the national anthem, but after World War II, our national anthem became what it is today. The land of the free, the home of the brave. They changed the lyrics in the national anthem. The national anthem was very racist. It's fact. If you go into your world history and read up on it, it's fact. It was a very, very racist national anthem before World War II. So for him not standing for it, it kind of didn't blow my mind like that. You know what I'm saying? But people started talking about the military and all that. So I'm like, oh, well, you know, I have, you know, my family members on both sides, my Puerto Rican and black sides, have served in the military. My uncle went to Vietnam. He should have went and pitched for the New York Giants that he got drafted by. But instead, he volunteered to do 3 tours in Vietnam, you know, and cousins in the Korean War. I got cousins that were in Desert Storm 1, 2, Afghan, all that, man. So, you know, we're a proud military family. So I said, all right, military, meh. I understand that. But he's not really meaning it towards the military. He's trying to, you know, make a little cause. Cool. Next thing you know, he starts consulting military people. So he even consulted NFL stars that were in the military. So one NFL star that he consults and a military Navy SEAL that he consults tells him, listen, don't sit. Take a knee. It's not disrespectful to take the knee. You're still showing grace for the army and the military. But you're also not disrespecting anybody by taking this knee, Colin. So he says, all right, He goes out there the next day. Multiple people follow with him from his team, and they take a knee. Now, weeks after this, other NFL players start following suit, and they start following Kaepernick taking a knee. The knee is not disrespectful. It's not. You have your opinion about it. Everybody has their opinion about it, but the man is not disrespecting the flag. He's not disrespecting the military. He consulted people that protect that flag and people in the military. So trying to be shushy, his particular movement, he just wanted to do just to bring some type of knowledge to the cause, got blown out of proportion in the age and day of social media. Why did it get blown out? It's no saying. But this is what social media does. Because like I said before, everybody has an opinion, but no one wants to listen. Everybody wants to scream and voice their opinion at everybody else, but no one wants to listen. So Colin sits down, and after this, he starts noticing that he's becoming the face of a movement, because people start saying it. Oh, Colin Kaepernick is the face of this movement. We're following Colin Kaepernick. We're doing what Colin Kaepernick says. But he doesn't want to be the face. He doesn't. All he wants to do is be a quiet protester. That's it. Maybe if somebody else was the face, he'll stand in the background and just follow. But he's not a Jim Brown. He's not a Muhammad Ali. He's not, you know what I'm saying, a Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. You know, guys that sat there and denounced, you know, Vietnam and, you know, certain stuff that was happening in America in the 70s. He doesn't want to be a face of a movement, but now he's forced to be. It's weird. Because all he wanted to be was a quiet man that sat in the background. Do a peaceful little protest. Fade away. Now, he's bad for business. So his NFL career, sadly, came to an end. But Colin kind of fucked himself. And I say that because he turned down a good contract from San Francisco. Yes, he would have been on the... they would have signed him on the franchise tag. But it was still $14 million for the year. Think of that. So he could have actually sat in the NFL another year, still protesting. Instead, he turns down the contract, thinking another team is going to pick him up because he's not really saying anything wrong. He's never came out and said, hey, my movement is this and this and that. No, all he said is, I'm protesting social injustice. Everybody else has made his movement. Everybody. Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, WhatsApp, podcast, radio, NFL shows, ESPN, Fox Sports Network. We could go on and on and on and on. We have made his movement. And the man's never wanted to be the face of it. Never. But see, besides the people being the face of his movement, his significant other, Nessa, is the face of the movement. She keeps Colin's name relevant because she's the rah-rah, no holds bar, MTV VJ, says what I want to say and I'm going to say it when I want to say it, and I care less whose opinion is heard about it. And in the end, I'm protecting Colin because I love him. But at the same time, if he doesn't want to be the face, his girl is also forcing him to be the face of the movement without never saying anything. That's why I say he has stated he is protesting social injustice. Nothing else. Nothing less. Police brutality, the way they treat colored people, the way they act towards colored people, Latin, black, any race outside of the white race. That's what he's protesting. But his girlfriend and social media have made more of this man than he's even wanted to have made of himself. So it's amazing. So as he's sitting back now and he's trying to get a job in the NFL, people are pressing for him on social media to get a job. The movement, boom, 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 boom. He'll never get a job in the NFL again because he's bad for business. The NFL is a face league. Whatever is bad for business, they get rid of. Which any business is going to be like that. If you had an employee that came in that was very disruptive and rah-rah and trying to make something when you have a good situation, wouldn't you get rid of them? It's like Google. They're considered the best place to work for. Like, you get so much daycare. Everything is inside of there. You can sleep in there if you lose your house. They got housing for their people on Google property. They're opening one down here in Florida, you know, apartments and all that, rent controlled, you know, so that people could live for Google. And then you got somebody that comes in and just disrupting all that calmness that everybody loves. And you're not going to fire them or never let them back into Google. I would never let them back into Google if I owned it. So he's never going to get a job back in the NFL. But due to social media and his girlfriend, sometimes people's mouths cause another person to get in trouble. GBA, guilty by association. He's very guilty by association due to a race. It's weird to say that, ain't it? It's weird to hear it from a black and Latino male. Did I just say something wrong? No. But it's fact. We have pushed this man who never wanted to be the face of the movement into the forefront where anybody could express their opinion about this particular man and his movement, either good or bad, either way. Some good, some bad, but they're all going to express their opinion about this man's movement. Even the president, where he took it to the opposite level. It's your boy Louis V of the LVLRHS podcast. And when we come back, I'm going to get into that, how the president and social media didn't help Colin Kaepernick neither, the man and the myth. Because the man, Colin Kaepernick, never wanted this movement. But now we're getting into the myth of Colin Kaepernick with his girlfriend, social media, and how they're pushing him to be the face of a movement that I believe Colin Kaepernick doesn't want to be the face of. But at this point, it's even made me mad because now you're making money off of it first. And you're not saying nothing second. And third, now you're trying to stop other black males and black women, legends, rappers, from making their money to advance in life. And those are going to be my next subjects. We're going to talk about the myth. Why is he not saying nothing for the movement? Why is he making money off the movement? How the president has, and social media has brought this to the place that it's at now. It's out of control how many people are really killing Travis Scott, Big Boy, Gladys Knight, the legend, Gladys Knight. I've even seen some people say she hasn't had an album since the 80s. The woman doesn't need it. Do you understand what real divas and real famous singers do to maintain money? Do they have to make an album every 2 or 3 years to stay relevant? No! Get the fuck out of here. Gladys Knight could come out with an album 10 years from now, and I guarantee you that bitch go motherfucking 10 times, 12 times platinum easy worldwide. Easy. And the tour? Don't talk about the tour. Because her money's gonna be stacked. But we're gonna come back and talk about that. Talk about how you need to check in with Colin Kaepernick. If you want to perform at the Super Bowl, check in. Fuck am I checking in for, Colin? Who am I checking into, Colin? To you, Anessa? For what? You got beef with the NFL. I'm going to take this $4-5 million from them to perform at the end of the Super Bowl and take this motherfucking check to the bank. Because in the end, big bank take little bank. Big bank take little bank. I didn't sign a Nike deal for what he signed, for $28 million or something to be the face of the ads and stuff. So what are we talking about when I come back? Just a preview. It's the LVL Rush Hour Show. Powered by Bull and Hogs Radio. You know what I'm saying? Courtesy of Anchor Podcasts and all major platforms. It's your boy and host, Louis V. Lenny. You know what I'm saying? It's TGIT. Thank God it's Thursday. This is my normal day. I usually used to be on the radio from 3:30 to 5:30. But now I'm doing this podcast. So catch me on this podcast. You know what I'm saying? There's going to be multiple ones every week. So, you know, I already got, I believe, 3 shows up. This is my 4th show here. You know what I'm saying? I was meant to drop it earlier this week, but I had some things to do. I was working. So it's whatever is whatever. The podcast is today. It's the LVL Rush Hour Show. It's your boy, Louis V. Stay with me. Don't watch TV. Listen to me.
Is good with God inside of me. Every day the devil's trying to lie to me. I submit to G-O-D. Resist the enemy and he will flee. I'm drinking coffee, meditating on 2 Timothy 2:15. Turn up the beat. Let me get some paper and a writing utensil. Listen as I preach on this instrumental. The B-L-O-O-D of Christ is the remedy for the sin in your life. Till I die, represent Jesus Christ on the mic. Till I die, represent Jesus Christ on the mic.
Till I die, represent Jesus Christ on the mic.
Turn the beat up, since the jazz on the mic. I'm grabbing the mic as I rap for the Christ. Better be a real Christian, no counterfeit. Leaving the devil out of it, I hit him with the power hit. Turn the beat up, since the jazz on the mic. I'm grabbing the mic as I rap for the Christ. Better be a real Christian, no counterfeit. Leaving the devil out of it, I hit him with the power hit.
a real Christian, get up and fight. If he say it on the mic, then you better be living it. I hope you listening. The devil is the enemy. I'm in the ghetto when I'm steadily praying to the Lord. You better believe, I better be studying the Bible. It's vital. Where you wanna spend eternity when you die, bro? Jesus Christ is like no other. He's the key to life. Can be a psycho brother. Live a life without the Lord, that's insane in the brain, headed for destruction. God can take away the pain and make your life function. Come to church. God is awesome. Don't wait until six men. Gotta carry you to church in a coffin. Forever's a long time. Turn from sin, give your life to Christ.
Turn the beat up, says the jazz on the mic. I'm grabbing the mic as I rap for the curse. Better be a real Christian, no counterfeit. Even the devil out of it, I hit him with the power hit. Turn the beat up, says the jazz on the mic. I'm grabbing the mic as I rap for the curse. Better be a real Christian, no counterfeit. Even the devil out of it, I hit him with the power hit.
Choose today, who you gonna serve. Fast and pray, keep your faith in the word. Either you're hot or you're cold. I love the Bible more than silver and gold. The more you know, the more you're responsible. Make sure you don't get too comfortable. Every day you gotta constantly grow spiritually. I really hope you're feeling me.
Turn the beat up, says the jazz on the mic. I'm grabbing the mic as I rap for the Christ. Better be a real Christian, no counterfeit. Even the devil out of it, I hit him with the power hit. Turn the beat up, says the jazz on the mic. I'm grabbing the mic as I rap for the Christ. Better be a real Christian, no counterfeit. Even the devil out of it, I hit him with the power hit.
Of a savage soul, cannibalistic. You'll be glad that you're missing right if you're right. It'd be dissing, cause if you get on my list, then there ain't no off on my hit list. So keep your nose on my business, no need to go animalistic. You could try to get rid of me, you're riddle the remedy. But been wasting your energy, putting an end to this enemy. Music and money, the only way there's an actual death in me. Moving steps to me, this is more of a practical recipe. You gotta form when it's flexi form anymore, and it less of me. You thinking about testing me? When awakening to God, you're not next to me.
Man, I just said I want it all. Let my proper number so the folks don't call. Man, I just said I want it all. To the ball, man. Who said we don't want it all? Everybody on the planet want it right now. Damn, this is how it goes down. Money in the mind make the world go round.
If it was pop music, money and drugs, no one ever turned around or really gave a fuck until we stood up and hustled on me rank supreme. And everybody in the game, they gotta pay for me. And everybody wanna turn on, be a part of my buzz. But before this, no one ever reached and told me what's up. So I hope to God when I blow up, you don't get in my nuts. Like remember, Devin, you would've made it without us. Now that I finally got some money, y'all really start to feel the boy drinks up, man. You know it's just to feel the void. You know I try to avoid, but once the liquor deploys, then it's bottoms up, cause I'm here to destroy. Ladies go crazy, wants to hear the rhythm of the song. Hit the bar, hit the bomb, baby, wanna get it on. You know we clean good, cause the vibe is strong. So hustle up, boy, this spotlight don't last long. When I step in the booth, I kick some type of sandstorm. My lyrical abilities, the vision you can't form. Brothers getting jelly cause the room be vibing my shit like goddamn. Homie, when you jump in and join it, click my brother, I just roll the split. We gonna take it with some ganja hits. I hope you vibing this, but fuck it. We all goo, we going through time and space. Sipping top gray Chardonnay, it's all I made.
Man, I just said I want it all. Let my proper number so the folks don't call. Man, I just said I want it all. Yeah, I know what it takes, hustle to the ball. Man, who said we don't want it all? Everybody on the planet want it right now. Damn, this is how it goes down. Money in the mind make the world go round. Man, I just said I want it all. Let my proper number so the folks don't call. Man, I just said I want it all. Yeah, I know what it takes, hustle to the ball. Man, who said we don't want it all? Everybody on the planet want it right now. Damn, this is how it goes down. Money in the mind make the world go round.
Yeah. KR. Rilla. Clap. Shit. Yeah. Y'all already know what it is. Mama said running these streets gon' be the death of me. They always said that I would never leave. I gotta do it just to better me. I'm just doing it for my legacy.
It's so unbelievable the things I know I do. It's so unbelievable the things I know I do. Yeah, it's so much more to me. Oh, more to me. Hey, it's so much more to see.
Said these streets would abandon me.
They is.
Nowadays these bitches be trying to sandwich me.
Facts.
Them holidays when we was pushing the Camry. I planned to see just a better day.
Yeah.
Up and out the way, up in every state.
Get it.
Was never one of them niggas that wanted every play.
Never
wait, and this get better with time.
Yeah.
I could never let my youngest be blind. I used to pray for a time that I'ma break through. I was up doing time and eating state food.
Facts.
Hoping to stay cool with certain vibes that get you a long way through.
Yeah.
With certain times that I ain't think I could shake through. Watch on nice view, watch on ice blue. Gotta watch niggas cause they watch you.
Got to
Fendi, yeah. I was hustling just to better me. If we the players, them coppers be like
I'ma say running these streets gon' be the death of me.
They always said that I would never leave. I gotta do it just to better me. I'm just doing it for my legacy.
It's so unbelievable the things I know I do. It's so unbelievable the things I know.
That's right, well they wrong. Got a sight out of mine, I don't hear them, I just play along.
Fuck these other rappers, I don't compare them, just play a song.
No, we bringing everyone if they take too long.
Oh,
no diss at all, won't be long to piss me off. Chain shine a disco ball, know my future crystal ball. See me shining, just don't think it's rhyming. Now I'm grinding, and I am a king like I'm a lion. See what I say is true, I don't got no time to play with you. I pay my dues, I made it through. Okay, now I play it cool. Rain and pause. As a youngin, I used to brainstorm for more,
yeah.
But now look, it's ours.
What?
So fortunately, you see more of me. It's more to see at the top of all to be. Who thought it'd be?
Who?
Yeah, patience gonna give you success.
Real.
Remember me like Mitchell and Ness.
Mama said running these streets gonna be the death of me. They always said that I would never leave. I gotta do it just to better me. I'm just doing it for my legacy.
It's so unbelievable the things I know I do. It's so unbelievable the things I know I do. Yeah, it's so much more to me, oh, more to me. Hey, it's so much more to see, oh, more to me. It's so much more to see, more to me. It's so much more to me, oh, more to me.
What's up? It's your boy, Louis V. Lenny, the host of this LVLRHS podcast. And we back in the building. You know, we're talking about Colin Kaepernick, the man and the myth. So, early I gave you my opinion about the man, Colin Kaepernick, and the type of things that he was doing in his life. You know what I'm saying? And why he never really, I feel in my opinion, he never wanted to be the face of the movement. He just wanted to make a quiet protest, you know, to protest social injustice, police brutality, you know, against races outside of the white race. Now, the myth part is where I was leading off at the end of the last segment, where it comes in with his girlfriend and social media as the myth. Because, like I said, he never wanted to be the face of the movement. Excuse me. Burping. So, his girlfriend and social media kind of pushed him to be the face of this movement. Now, as his girlfriend and social media are pushing him to be the face of this movement, you know, Twitter and Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, you know, people talking about him, putting his name, hashtag, you know, this, hashtag that, hashtag this, you know. He became the face of this movement. And the myth of Colin Kaepernick, that's what I mean. The myth of Colin Kaepernick is like this big Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, Muhammad Ali, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Jim Brown type of black dude. And he's not. He's not. Because if he was, he would have talked up by now. Because like I said, the man Colin Kaepernick only wanted to make a quiet protest. Shh. Shushy, shushy. I don't want too many people to notice. But through social media, ESPN, Fox Sports, the news, people constantly talking about it. You know what I'm saying? His protest, kneeling down. He gets left out of the NFL. They're still talking about this man, you know, and his protest, this and this and that. Now he becomes the face of the movement. His girlfriend hasn't shut up. Oh, if you don't, you know, if you want to go do the Super Bowl thing, make sure you check in with me and Colin first. Oh, so now y'all are some gang leaders now. Niggas need to check in. You know what I'm saying? I didn't know it was like West Side and East Side, you know what I'm saying, CK, Colin Kaepernick life. I didn't know that. Cap life. But meanwhile, the man never wanted to be the face of the movement at all. It's crazy. So, now, boom, the president starts talking about him because the president needs to block all the shit that he's fucking up on. It's another subject for another show. I'm not completely mad at the president, though. I keep it real. As a black male, I'm not completely. If you hear that little flicker, that's me. I'm picking the fro. You know what I'm saying? Because I got the fro like Kaepernick right now. You know what I'm saying? I'm all militanted out. You know what I'm saying? Doing what I do. But the president gets into it and starts saying that he's the reason why people don't respect the flag or the military, and starts making his own political agenda off of Kaepernick's back. And at the same time, this man's still not saying nothing. He's not even defending himself. He hasn't said nothing. What has he said? Now wait. What has Colin Kaepernick said about this movement? Or about anybody saying anything wrong about him? Nothing. It's always his girlfriend making responses. Nessa. Social media making responses. But he's the face of the movement. So that's why I'm mad, because he's not even defending himself. What kind of man are you, Kaepernick? Just defend yourself. By this time, with the president saying all this about you, Nike has given you money for an ad. If you don't stand for something, you won't stand for nothing. However it goes, if you don't stand for something, you don't stand for nothing. However it goes. But you're the face. You're making money off this shit now. And you're liking that part, right? Because it's keeping that pocket fat still, Colin. Because it was probably going broke by now, trying to live up to that lifestyle you're living. But now you got sponsorships and people willing to give you money because they believe you're a face of this movement, that you're not even really the face of the movement. Your girlfriend's more the face of the movement, and social media's the fucking face of the movement. It's fact. But you're making money off of it, so that's why I'm mad at you now, Colin. Because now you're using the movement, quote unquote, the movement, to your benefit. But who is it benefiting? Because you haven't said shit. Besides you saying, you're protesting for social injustice. You're making a lot of money, millions. Millions. But you still haven't said nothing. You're the new Muhammad I fake. Because of all the shit you talked in the beginning, which you never really said nothing, but your girlfriend has started to say, Nessa, in Puerto Rican, we call it a bunchinchera. That's what she's doing. She's speaking a lot of boonchi. Pakataka, pakataka, kakataka, makataka. But now she's been speaking so much of this boonchi. Which is basically bullshit. You became the face of the movement and you haven't said nothing, but you just made multi-millions off a campaign that put you as the face of this movement. Fucking pissed. When you gonna say something now? Because you got all these young kids and these young black people swearing that you the face of this motherfucking movement because you did this, oh, Kaepernick's killing them with the Nike deal. Who's he really killing? He's kind of killing y'all. Because, man, how many of y'all dumb motherfuckers went and brought some Nike shoes? Just because Kaepernick was on Nike now because people were saying, don't buy Nikes. So you boosted Nike sales. You boosted Nike sales revenue. You made Colin Kaepernick's pocket fat. But what the fuck has he said for the movement? Keep it real. And now you're telling other black male singers, R&B artists, rappers, legendary R&B, soul singers, Motown artists, that they can't perform at the Super Bowl in a fucking black city. Who the fuck's supposed to perform in Atlanta, my nigga? Haven't said that word this whole podcast, but I gotta say it to Colin. Who the fuck's supposed to perform in Atlanta, my nigga? Atlanta is a black run, black owned city, and you're telling black artists that are from Atlanta, outside Atlanta, the South, East region, Midwest region, Northeast region, East Coast, West Coast, North side, South side. You're telling them they can't perform in a white chocolate, in a white Super Bowl in the chocolate city. And all you fools on social media, even some of my friends that are, oh, Gladys Knight, she shouldn't be doing this shit. Have your motherfuckers even listened to a Gladys Knight song? Do you really know who Gladys Knight is? So you telling me Gladys Knight should have checked in with Nessa and Colin Kaepernick? If anything, she's Suge Knight. Them little niggas better check in. Find out why Gladys wants to do it. And now when I'm saying their names, Nessa and Colin, and I put nigga because now it's ignorance. Ignorance is not a bliss. So now we're teaching nigga them. Let's all be dumb. Let's all be dumb to help Colin Kaepernick's movement where he's making money off of it. But I can't make no money. Get the fuck out of here. And all you fools that are in my tax bracket at home, oh, Colin's this and Colin, you fools too, man. You just people helping put more money in that nigga pocket. To be the face of a movement he doesn't even want to be the face of. Because if he did, why hasn't he said any fucking thing? It's a question to be asked. It's a question that needs answering. But you fools get caught up in social media hypes and social media fucking chain lettering and telephone affecting that even people that are nowhere in Colin Kaepernick's tax bracket is willing to fuck up their own money for a movement, for a cause that he's not even the face of, idiot. You know why? Because he don't say shit. The only thing he said is I'm protesting social injustice, police brutality, and crimes against races outside of the white race. Nice, simple, polite words. Just a nice little simple, polite protest. But there's a select few out there that have made this more. And by a few, I'm talking about a few million. Made this Colin Kaepernick shit more where he's never said nothing. Where have you seen Colin Kaepernick go up there and be like, yo, I'm about to put all my money I got, I'ma build a motherfucking school like Jalen Rose and LeBron James. He's giving shit to the schools. He does a lot of philanthropy. Don't get me wrong. But have you heard that from him once? Have you heard anything from the man? Because I fucking haven't. But he's the face of the movement, right? Artists need to check in with Colin Kaepernick and Nessa. They want to perform at the Super Bowl. Do you know how many motherfucking black people said they wasn't going to watch football this year because of Colin Kaepernick and still watch football? How many millions? Because it's the most popular sport. There's no way that 6.2 million motherfuckers in America did not include black people that watch Kansas City and New England. So you're going to tell me all 6.2 million of the motherfuckers were Latin and white? Not a single black motherfucker watched football this weekend. Nobody from Louisiana that was black watched the Who Dat Nation and them Saints. Who Dat? Play the Rams. There was not a single black motherfucker in the stands or watching the NFL. So if you mad at Gladys Knight, Travis Scott, and motherfucking Big Boy, shouldn't you be mad at every single black motherfucker that's watching the NFL still? Because I watched it. I was part of that 6.2 million. I keep it real. Some good motherfucking games, too. Good games. And I'm going to be watching the Super Bowl this Sunday. It's going to be another good game. So why don't people just keep it so real that it don't even fucking matter that in the Chocolate City there's going to be chocolate artists performing? You want Maroon 5 performing in Atlanta? You want EB Rexha, even though she's hot? No disses to EB. I'm feeling EB Rexha. If it could be, let it be, baby, be, baby, let it be. That's my shit. I ain't even a front. That's a hard-ass country song. The girl is laying it down. I'm gonna ride with you, glide with you, see where this thing go. You know what I'm saying? Actually, I'm playing the song right now in my head. You know what I'm saying? Bopping. Because the song bangs. But you gonna tell me you want EB Rexha performing country music on the fucking Super Bowl in Atlanta? You're not gonna have no Atlanta artists on the board at all. And y'all niggas coming at Big Boy like he's a little dude. This nigga been around since the 80s. He's a grown ass man. This nigga's produced his own films and everything, and you still coming at Big Boy like he need to check in with Ness and Colin. Now, I can see where Travis Scott got shook up. You know, he's a young boy. His career is really built off of social media. So, backlash on there could be like, oh my God, I lost a million followers. But, Travis, make your motherfucking money, doggy. You ain't caring when you was dating this white bitch in this day and age. Trying to get ahead, right? Putting babies in it, right? So why you gonna care now, nigga? Go do your Super Bowl performance. Get that motherfucking money, dog. Because I'm gonna tell you, Gladys Knight is like, everybody wanna know where Gladys went. They think I don't got it. She like, I'm gonna come out here. I might even perform with Travis Scott and Big Boy on some exclusive shit. I might be on stage blowing for Big Boy and Travis Scott in a three artist performance that nobody's even expecting, but we in ATL, and I'm gonna pop off this tour after that. I'm about to go bonkers real quick on them. They gonna know that Gladys still got it. Y'all think I don't got it, but I got it. Cause that's what I see from Gladys. That's what I think her thinking is. I'm going to put that social media age up on who I am. The legend. The myth. The GOAT. Because she's a GOAT. You know, there's a lot of GOATs in the singing game. You know, my all-time GOAT, you know, I go Patti LaBelle. You know, Patti LaBelle could blow. And then Aretha. And then Shaka. And then, like, Gladys is, like, right there. Gladys is like right there. You know what I'm saying? Like all time. You know what I'm saying? Patti, Aretha, Shaka, Gladys. She could blow. And, you know, that's a 36-year-old male telling you that. I know what her status is. You know what I'm saying? How she do her shit and all that, you know? But how y'all mad that she trying to make her little paper? She like 60, 70 years old. Who cares? But you mad that Gladys Knight trying to get paper in the Chocolate City in Atlanta? Who you want to perform? You know, you really want to see Drake, and you know, you could call me on my tempo. Do you want to see some shit like that? No, nobody wants to see that. Travis Scott is hot right now. You know what I'm saying? I already know he's going to come on stage. The mix is going to be crazy. you right now. You know what I'm saying? And I could see him bringing out, you know what I'm saying, the boy Kodak Black to do ZZ and all that, you know what I'm saying? And just be in the game as a whole. And then you got Big Boy from the legendary group Outkast, straight out of motherfucking Atlanta. And you telling them niggas to check in with Colin Kaepernick? Like, really? So that's where he becomes the myth. Because you don't want to be the face of the movement, but you trying to act like you the face of the movement. You haven't came out here and said shit, doggy. Nothing, my nigga. But you want to tell other legendary artists, up-and-coming hip-hop artists, legendary hip-hop artists, legendary soul singers, that they can't perform there because they ain't about the movement then. What the fuck is the movement? Because Colin Kaepernick hasn't said nothing. What the fuck is the movement? I thought the movement was protesting social injustice, police brutality, and the way they treat races outside of the white race. When the fuck did it be coming to people gotta check in for the movement? What's the movement, Nessie? You not even explaining the movement. If they ain't with Colin, if they ain't with Colin, then they ain't even with the movement. There's no half ins and half out. So your girl is the face of the movement, making you the face of the movement because she wants you to say something. But like I say, he don't want to be the face. He just want to be in the background and had his peaceful protest and just be known for that protest forever without anybody ever making him the face. But social media and his girlfriend has made him the face of this movement now. And the shit that she says has made him even the bigger face of the movement. Check in. Who the fuck are they checking into? And what movement? Because Colin never said what the fuck the movement is. I don't see him up there with a bunch of other black fucking athletes and music people, you know what I'm saying, calling the press conference like, yo, we out here for real. Like Muhammad Ali, Jim Brown, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, all those legendary athletes that sat up there in that council on the news and denounced Vietnam and all that shit. Them niggas is legendary. They told you what the movement was about. They told you what they stand for. Muhammad Ali told them in Congress, yo. He went to the motherfucking Supreme Court and told them, I ain't going. Put me in jail. But I ain't going. Allah told me I don't fight no crack of war. Have you seen Kaepernick up there like that? Have you seen him up there like Huey P. and Eldridge Cleaver and Bobby Seale? And you know what I'm saying? Hampton, the minister, Martin Luther King. Did you see them niggas? And have you seen Colin Kaepernick anywhere on the news doing anything to pronounce a movement the way them men did? So how the fuck is he the face of the movement? What movement? Because there was a Black Lives Matter movement. But you know what happened? Stupid motherfuckers, dumbass niggas, started running around, shooting cops, shooting up blocks and shit, innocent people and all that, and then screaming Black Lives Matter, you killed the movement. Only real movements that ever make success are non-violent movements. Malcolm X always proclaimed that he will bust some motherfucking shit, but he never bust no motherfucking shit. That's why his movement is legendary. Because then he went to Mecca, he found Allah more, seen that all there was different races. Jews were praying next to Muslims. You got white Muslims, you got black Muslims, you got Spanish Muslims, you got Chinese Muslims, you got Jamaican Muslims. You understand me? he seen how beautiful the religion was. Martin Luther King was the same way, Mr. Nonviolent, Nonviolent. Gandhi was the same way. That's why their movements are legendary. That's why they will forever be known. Black Lives Matter came and gone. You know why? Because violent shit happened. The Panthers, their movement was serious when it was nonviolent. But they stood in cause for a lot of stuff. And when Edgar J. Hoover came down on them, he made their movement die by making them ultra-violent to the world. Or the Panthers would have been something special. But there shouldn't have been no rise of the Black Messiah. In the words of the former FBI director, Edgar J. Hoover. You know what I'm saying? I did a special on the radio show about that too. Talking about all that and getting into all that. You know what I'm saying? But these are people that had faces of a movement. What is the face of this movement? It's the myth of Kaepernick. Because the man said, I want a nonviolent protest. I want to make it as quiet as possible. But I am doing this to denounce social injustice, police brutality, and the mistreating of races outside of the white race. That's it. That's the one press conference that he stated anything. That's it. But he's the face of the movement. What's the movement? Because if you could tell me the movement, I'll be down to say, yo, Gladys Knight fucked up. What is the movement? Nah, Len. You know what I'm saying? I know, friends are out there, they're like, nah, Len. Louis V. Lenny. Nah, you bugging, dog. You not even about the cause. Your mind is so polluted. Nah, y'all are stuck into the myth of Colin Kaepernick. You're not really seeing the man and his movement. You're not really seeing what the man was standing for. You're not, because if you was, then you would pay attention to what he was saying and how he's making his movement. Because, like I said, what the fuck has he said to tell you that it is even a movement? What has he told you? When we come back, it's the LVL, RHS. I'm going to finish up this podcast. You know what I'm saying? We're going to get into a little bit of music. I'm going to finish up this podcast. You know what I'm saying? It's your boy, Louis V. Lenny, the host. You know what I'm saying? I'm powered by Ballin' Hogs Radio, courtesy of Anchor Podcasts and all major platforms. But I record on Anchor because Anchor is the easiest podcast to use on any platform that I've found. You know what I'm saying? It's so easy and it makes your transformation to all platforms easy. I've already checked if my shit is on iPhones. It's on iPhones. It's in Google Play. It's in all different applications I've checked. I had 3 or 4 people, you know what I'm saying, download my podcast in front of me and, you know what I'm saying, tell me they were going to listen. So shout out to them. But I'm on all major platforms, you know what I'm saying? So shout out to Anchor for that. But when I come back, I'm going to finish up this podcast about Colin Kaepernick, the man and the myth. It's your boy and host, Louis V. Lenny. Don't watch TV, listen to me. When I come back, I'm going to finish up this RHS TGIT. Thank God it's Thursday. It's your boy, Louis V. Holla!
Sunroof with the all red Maserati coupes, ayy. Sippin' lean out the sunroof with the all red Maserati coupes, ayy. Sippin' lean out the sunroof with the all red Maserati coupe, ayy. Sippin' lean out the sunroof with the all red Maserati coupe, ayy. I feel like a legend. These hands got me dead. These clothes they ain't Louis. Got pussy on my head. My girl she be dirty. Brunette she a 10. She dance like a stripper. Gold chains on my neck. When I
drive the 911s, I'll be racing Porsche. When I drive by heavy women, break squirrel like a pork. When my bitch be wanting children, I act like a dork. Money stacking to the ceiling, condo with the Porsche. When I'm doing donuts, drinking Duff with the yellow man, that's how Homer do it. When I put my juice up, got my juice up, my double cup, looking like I'm stupid. Watch her drop the dash back, make the clap back, got the hubba-bubba-bubba-bubba. Money stuff the backpack, riding dirt track, got a main bitch, and she got them doubles. My Maserati go vroom, Roadrunner cartoon. Got a girl, she don't choose, this money buys rooms. Bought a brick off this dude, got a football head too. Full circle is the groove, can't touch my groove. Sippin' lean out the sunroof for the all red Maserati coupes, ayy. Sippin' lean out the sunroof for the all red Maserati coupes, ayy. Sippin' lean out the sunroof for the all red Maserati coupe, ayy. Sippin' lean out the sunroof for the all red Maserati coupe, ayy. I feel like a legend, these hands got me dead. These clothes, they ain't Louis, got pussy on my head. My girl, she be dirty, brunette, she a 10. She dance like a stripper, gold chains on my neck. Got a dab bar, bitch be sticking me, John Stamos. Thick diamonds on my neck, call me SoundCloud Quavo. Real diamonds coming soon, call me that Duquavo. White Gucci dropping heat, do you speak my lingo? Sippin' lean on the sunroof for the all red Maserati coupe. Feeling big, looking like a legend, so I be swallow all my kiss. Pills different colors, different suits, diamonds shine like a Fruity Loop. Bling. Maybe she be covers, mother, candy red lips, my dick. Sippin' lean out the sunroof for the all red Maserati coupes, ayy. Sippin' lean out the sunroof for the all red Maserati coupes, ayy. Sippin' lean out the sunroof for the all red Maserati coupe, ayy. Sippin' lean out the sunroof for the all red Maserati coupe, ayy. I feel like a legend, these hands got me dead. These clothes, they ain't Louis, got pussy on my head. My girl, she be dirty, brunette, she a 10. She dance like a stripper, gold chains on my neck.
Gold chains on my neck, gold rings on my fist. Watch your baby mama, I might steal your bitch. Full circle the squadron, we got hits, don't miss. Got your girlfriend bobbing, diamonds yellow like this. Maserati, it go vroom, drop my drink on cues. Tell her friend come to the room, I like hoes and twos. It's full circle, we a family, we got shit to prove. Drop my par, it might do, that shit so damn smooth.
Drinking, taking balls, hope you forget all my scars. Strongly smoking gas, cause my grandmother passed. 5 years later, and I'm still wishing that she was here. It's 2018, I'm stacking that green. Wanna go fuck on my team. Niggas doing me dirty, so I'm keeping that 30. Calling my nigga Barty, about to go make some money. Doing them deals, getting them bills. Talk about what a nigga said, I ain't playing. Why you hating? I'll murder you niggas, like I'm saying. I'm just saying. Why you hating? I'll murder you niggas like I'm just saying, I'm just saying. My niggas be talking big talk. You niggas be talking a puppy call. Talking the same, squeeze the glass, seize the block, lose my side. Got you in law, selling the cookies, I party with side of the car. Got a new Rari, ooh, this shit retarded. Push the start, just started, I kill for my daughters, I ain't lying. I'm so high that I'm flying. Talk about what them niggas said, I ain't playing, why you hating? I'll murder you niggas, like I'm saying, I'm just saying. Fuck about what them niggas said, I ain't playing, I'll murder you niggas, like I'm saying, I'm just saying. 400 shots, niggas running from the scene, niggas unseen. Shot the nigga in this motherfucking spleen. Sorry, not sorry, it's in my gene, I'm the king, protecting my queen, I'm killing you niggas by scene. We smoke a 24 Kakerico blunts. You niggas is rush, trying to stumble on the front. Get the fuck out my face, about to run this race. About to get first place, look at my showcase. Aerospace, about to take flight to fucking space. Interface, check the database, erase it so they can't retrace it. Hey, check the database, erase it so they can't retrace it. Look, I can see it. You niggas blind, he's in your mind. Yeah, yeah, I'm one of a kind. Confined, trying to remind you niggas, you running out of time. Yeah.
That's right, it's your boy Louis V. Lenny, and we back to wrap this all up. My episode, Colin Kaepernick, the man, the myth, the legend, Colin Kaepernick. That's funny, I call that boy a legend because he ain't really a legend. He ain't do shit, but the man and the myth, Colin Kaepernick. So, the man, Colin Kaepernick, really tried to make a peaceful protest that didn't make too much noise, basically combating police brutality and social injustice of races outside of the white race. The myth is the man, Colin Kaepernick, the head of this movement, which he has never really ever spoken out about. Now, everybody has their opinions. As I say, some people are going to respect some of my opinions. Some people are going to hate some of my opinions. Please don't kill me. It's just Louis V being the host of a podcast show and just touching on different areas and different opinions that I have about certain subjects. You know what I'm saying? And Colin Kaepernick is a touchy subject. Like I said, I feel social media and his girlfriend have made him this leader of this movement, which he never wants to be the leader, or he would have spoken out already. The only thing the man has ever spoken out about is, like I said, police brutality and social injustice to races outside of the white race. The part also where people might be mad is how I feel they are fools. You helped to make Nike a couple of billion dollars off this, you know what I'm saying, couple of million campaign that they gave to Colin Kaepernick to fatten his pockets. So him and Nike are happy. You know what I'm saying? The NFL is still popping. It's not like anything that he's fighting for could really happen to him in the NFL or get him back in the NFL. Will he ever make it back? I don't think so. Like I said before, I think he is bad for business, basically, and NFL's always about the business, so if you ain't about the business or about NFL business, then you're bad for business, where they simply just don't need you. They do it to owners, they'll do it to franchises, you know. Look at the Raiders, they're bad for business in Oakland, so they're moving them to Las Vegas. LA should have been had a team, so they brought two teams to LA, you know what I'm saying? So think about that, an NFC and an AFC team. So the business is always big to the NFL. And if Colin Kaepernick is bad for business, then he would never play in the NFL, which he'll probably never, ever play in the NFL. But I do respect the man, Colin Kaepernick, and the things that he originally stood up for. I just don't like the myth, Colin Kaepernick, and him not speaking up now that he's taking money and kind of put himself out there as the face of a movement where he's not saying nothing. You can't be a Muhammad Ali and not say nothing. Muhammad Ali said something. You can't be a Jim Brown and not say nothing. Jim Brown said something. You can't be, a Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and not say something. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar said something. Jackie Robinson said something. You know what I'm saying? All major sports stars that have faced some type of discrimination when they were coming up in the leagues all have said something besides Colin Kaepernick. So that's where he becomes the myth. You know, it's been a great podcast today. It's your boy Louis V of the LVL. RHS, I'm sorry, I caught a fucking brain fart right there. That's so damn funny. It's your boy Louis V. Lenny of the RHS show. You know what I'm saying? It's TGIT. Like I said, thank God it's Thursday. Usually I used to have a radio show on this day, so I'm producing my podcast, the first ones of the week, on this day, and then I'm going to have one on Saturday and Monday, you know what I'm saying, coming out. So check, wait up, you know what I'm saying? Make sure you check for them podcasters. Today was another great show about the man, the myth, Colin Kaepernick, you know, and just don't be mad at me. Make sure you tune in for some future podcasts. Thanks to Anchor. like I said, for allowing me to get all my podcast needs in one application. They make it the easiest out of all of them. So that's why I use Anchor. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to my radio station. You know what I'm saying? Ball and Hogs Radio. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to all my boys, Tommy TV, DJ Guido Poppy, Master Q, Jump On Everything, my boy Quentin Daniels, you know what I'm saying? It's been another glorious day, another glorious show. Holla at your boy, Louis V. Lenny, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Inuza Ali too, my brother from Africa. I got a show coming soon, you know what I'm saying? I'm just waiting to make the final connections with him and set everything up to get this show basically on the road. It's Hakuna Matata, Ake Babe. You know what I'm saying? It means no worries when you keep the airwaves blazing. That show's going to be dropping very, 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 very soon. You know what I'm saying? So make sure you tune in for that. It's going to be into two languages, English and Swahili. We're going to be doing the interviews and we're going to have African artists live from this African settings out there in North East, South, and West Africa. So it's going to be a crazy show coming up with my brother Inuza Ali. Make sure you go follow him on all his pages. You can follow me on Instagram at LVL underscore Rush Hour Show. You can find me on Facebook at the Louis V. Lenny Rush Hour Show page or at Louis V. Lenny. You can find me on Twitter at Louis V. Lenny. So you know what I'm saying? Make sure you go follow my page. Make sure you follow my brother Inuza Ali at Inuza Ali on Twitter, at Inuza Ali on Facebook, at Inuza Ali on Instagram, and at Inuza Ali on the WhatsApp app if you got that app. You know what I'm saying? It's Hakuna Matata, Ake Babe in the LVL Rush Hour Show, baby. Make sure you don't watch TV, but you listen to me. Holla till another podcast. I'm out of here. One.